القرآن
تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين
القرآن نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
We go to the Quran al-Kareem. Firstly, the hadith on the importance of the Quran, the fadail of the Quran. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عبيدة المليكي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أهل القرآن لا تتوسدوا القرآن واتلوه حق تلاوته من آناء الليل والنهار وأفشوه وتغنوه وتدبروا ما فيه لعلكم تفلحون ولا تعجلوا ثوابه فإن له ثوابا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Hazrat Ubaidah Mulaiki radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O you devotees of the Quran, do not use the Quran as a pillow, but read it properly day and night as it ought to be read. Propagate the Holy Quran, read it in a good voice, and ponder over its contents so that you may succeed. Do not seek a reward for it in this life, because it has got a magnificent reward in the year after. So in the light of this hadith, let us go to the Quran al-Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 255, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. سورة البقرة revealed in مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Now Allah تبارك وتعالى says in verse 255, which we continue from yesterday, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Allah is such that besides Him there is no deity, and He is ever living, the maintainer. Neither slumber nor sleep overcomes Him. Unto Him belongs all that is in the heavens and all within the earth. Who is there that can intercede with Him save with His permission? He knows what is before them and what is behind them, while they encompass not of His knowledge except if He wills. His throne includes the heavens and the earth, and He never tires to preserve them. He is the High, the Tremendous. Now, here, Jama'at al-Muslimin, continuing from yesterday, this particular verse, Ayatul Kursi, where Allah's great attributes are being mentioned, and we discuss a few aspects regarding to this particular verse, which is known as Ayatul Kursi. And furthermore, we continue today with the very same verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regard to the angels, which is mentioned in Surah Anbiya, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that He knows what is before them and what is behind them, and only the one with whom He is pleased will be able to intercede. They tremble with fear for Him. And furthermore, in Surah Najm also, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, How numerous are the angels in the heavens whose intercession will be of no avail except after Allah permits those whom He wills and with whom He is pleased. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in this verse, He knows what is before them and what is behind them. يَعَلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ That He knows what is before them and what is behind them. Allah has complete knowledge of man's conditions in this world and in the next Jama'at al-Muslimin. Some commentators interpret this particular verse to mean that whatever good or evil deeds people do, as well as all that they have already done, is known by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Nothing past, nor present, nor future is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, while they encompass not of His knowledge except if He wills. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ If He wills. While they encompass, Jama'atul Muslimin, of His knowledge, not of His knowledge, except if He wills, none possesses any knowledge of his own will. But whatever a person learns is from Allah. While it is impossible for anyone to possess all of Allah's knowledge, further Allah says, His throne includes the heavens and the earth. When Allah says, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ His throne includes the heavens and the earth. Now this tells us of the great magnitude of His throne, which encompasses the heavens and the earth. Allah does not require the faculty of sitting or reclining, nor does He need to occupy a fixed space. Verses such as this particular verse, Jama'at Muslimin, the belief of a Muslim with regard to such verses is that they accept them as Allah has intended. And the interpretation should not be sought by basing one's deductions about the creation. Where Allah uses the word Arsh and Kursi are both used in the Quran Kareem. The author of Ruhul Mani, he mentioned in volume 3, page 9, and he reports that Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if the seven heavens together with the seven earths are spread out separately, their collective size in comparison to Allah's throne will be like that of a tiny circular object within a vast desert. Allahu Akbar. It will be nothing, the earth and the heavens together, when you speak about the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he writes further that the kursi is, in comparison to the arsh, is also like a small round object cast into a vast plain. Jama'at al-Muslimin, this has been extracted from the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in a narration of Ibn Jarir. And some are also of the opinion that the arsh and the kursi are synonymous. Jama'at al-Muslimin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again in this very verse, and He never tires to preserve them. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا That And He never tires to preserve them. None of His creation are excluded from His protection, irrespective of their location. Man, on the other hand, is incapable of even looking after a single soul, let alone the entire creation. And then Allah says, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ That He is the High, the Tremendous. The author of Ruhul Mani, he writes that the verse includes mention of many of Allah's attributes. He is self-subsisting, maintainer of others, free of all defects and shares no grounds of similarity with any being. He controls everything, creating every original and duplicate. He is the most powerful to address matters. Who knows every apparent and hidden? Jama'at al-Muslimin, nothing can overwhelm Him. He is free of any not befitting his position, and no mind can possibly perceive his attributes in totality. Subhanallah. Here the lesson, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, only death is a barrier before Jannah for that person who recites Ayatul Kursi after every salah. Allah will protect the home of every person who recites it before sleeping, together with the homes of his neighbors and many homes around him. Subhanallah. Somebody who is reading in his own home, Allah protects his home, the neighbors' homes. Allah protects the other homes which surround those homes. And as today's time, Jama'atul Muslimin, there is no guarantee of a person who gets up the next day. He goes so nicely, peacefully to go and sleep. And how terrifying it is, and how difficult it is to get somebody out of his bed when he's in his deep sleep, and then even takes his life away. May Allah forgive all those who have left this world, who went suddenly from their beloved ones. And this is all due to Jama'at al-Muslimin. It's very important that we need to read Ayatul Kursi every single night. Only a person whose death is written will not be saved. According to another hadith, if a person recites Ayatul Kursi upon retiring to bed, Allah will appoint a guardian angel over him up to the next dawn, and no shaitan would be able to approach him. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever in the morning recites the beginning of Surah Hameem, also called a Surah Mu'min or Surah Ghafir, up to wa ilayhi al-masir, coupled with Ayatul Kursi, shall remain in the safety until the evening. And whoever recites them in the evening shall remain in safety until the next morning. This has been mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih, page 187, from At-Tirmizi to Jama'atul Muslimin. These are directives from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read Ayatul Kursi, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will save a person, or will look after his possession, will look after his home. And not only his home, what about the home, the neighbors? And not only the neighbors, what about the houses and the homes that are surrounding his neighbors? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also takes and looks after those homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of understanding this particular verse, especially when we have also learned it while we were in childhood. And alhamdulillah, it is still on our tongues and remains there till a person leaves this world. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'akhuduhu sinatu wala nawm, lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, man dhalladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'iznih. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. May Allah تعالى guide us all وما علينا إلا البلاء.